So here we are in a country without an airport, without a yacht port, without a land port. My son is in midair and has nowhere to go. He's coming to Yom Kippur. Don't ask. Okay, Rabbi Sain, here is the situation. We had a Mishnah yesterday that spoke about the relationship of a Kohen to a Bechor, whether he can be Meimir on his Bechor. This is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why can't he be Meimir on a Bechor? Once the Bechor is given to him, Lefer it says. And Rabbi Akiva says that the din of Tzmura is dependent on the one who's Magdish, the one who's Mischapah, but not Samakiva Tzukor. Now, meanwhile, we can see that this Mishnah certainly has important implications regarding the Baalut of the Kohen and the Bechor. How is he defined vis-a-vis Bechor? Because, I mean, they're taking for granted that he is a violin. The question is, what did he mean? Because of that, we started yesterday a sugya that's going to go on all day today to try to determine at what rights really does a Kohen have in a Bechor Tam and in a Bechor Bamu. So, we started off by bringing the Mishnah that a Bechor Tam you can be Merker, the Kohen in other words can be Merker. But only if it's alive, it seems to be saying. And at Balmun, it doesn't matter whether it would be Chai B'Shachut. Okay? Which is fine. That's a Mishnah. Where we got into the questions that we want to bring a Raya, ultimately, as we'll see from our Mishnah, is Reb Nachman's Maimer, in which he's citing that that's only Bizman Hazeh. Because Bizman Hazeh, even though it's a Tam, the Kohen ultimately has the rights that it becomes a Balmun, so it's his. But if you tell me that it was Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, what shaykes is that to? It's a carbon. It's only meant to be put on the mizbeach. And over there, he wouldn't be able to sell it. So we try.
And once it's a carbon, so they put a shlomi.
So then it's like a shlomi. He's given a part of it. He can keep the boss out of it. That's not a violence to be named on. Okay, but we'll see. I mean, so yesterday, so far, we brought a raya from the din in the Mishnah that we began the sugya with, which is the mokunos of tam chai, was mashpadachka if it's a tam chai and not if it's shochut, right? So the mashmaut was that it's got to be talking about the zman shebeis hamikdash kayim. It says if it's not the zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, there's no such thing as the bechor tam shochut. I mean, it's kachim bechut. What's there to talk about? What's there to be like? And it's mashma, therefore, that the din that he can be merciful is even bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, right? And the Gemara was there for that, or Nachum was there for that, and he said, look, maybe the diyuk isn't a correct diyuk. That there is such a thing as a chai and not a shachut. Maybe Bechor, we're not talking about a shochet. The diyuk was that you can sell it chai, because I would have thought that that's not called really a bialus, that I can own it for the schut, that if it gets a moon, I'll be able to have the meat. When it gets a moon, it gets a moon, but meanwhile, you don't have a bialus kamash malan, then you can be merkmes or chai. Who's to say that there's a remez and not shochet? Of course there's no such thing as shochet. Who's talking about shochet? That's what we did yesterday. Now today, we're going to go through a great number of diyukim and sukkim and brises and our mission in the end to see if we can bring a raya to Reb Nachman's contention that davka bizman hazeh, that there's a din of zechia in the Kohen and a Bechor Tam. So now we're holding on daf ches amud aleph, and we want to bring a raya from the brise we had earlier. We said before, by before, the Lashon in the Torah is loitiv deh. We brought it earlier, remember, Shemina Haromim, the one I said before, Meister, the Gabi Yovid Lamahani. But now, of course, it's a completely different context. So by before, the Lashon in the Pesach is loitiv deh. The din, however, is that it's nimkar. what is the kedusha of the lotif? Then you can't take off its kedusha bechor to sell it the way you would normally. In other words, it has dinim of kachim in it. Also, to be mavazit, you can't sell it to the itlis. You can't weigh it belitra. Now, I ask you, Rav Nachman, what is the reference here? Is it bizman hazeh? Yilema bizman hazeh? How could it be talking about bizman hazeh? We're talking about the pasuk itself. The pasuk says lo tifteh. No, and you're saying the deek is that lo tifteh and the nimkahu. Excuse me. Look at the end of the pasuk. Ve'ezdamam tizrach alam mizbeach. So the Torah is telling you the month is rog ala mizbeach. What's the child to say? The zman hazeh, this is mizbeach. Ela chita that the pasuk is talking about the zman shebeach and the gashayah. Okay. Now let's take the next step. Are we talking about a balmum? Am I? Elaim of a balmum. How could it possibly be talking about a balmum? Says in the sefer that the month is rog ala mizbeach. Vetchel bam takhir. So how could it be a balmum? Balmum nichod to akrova. Ela betam. So the pasuk is talking about a bechor pan, and it says look, he's there, but continues the brayta to explain nimkahu. No, I thought you said it's not nimkah. This bunch of based on Mishkan. You said it's not nimkah. We're being medayed in the pasuk. Lo tivda. You can't be girl to take off its kedusha, but you can sell it. So you're on that pasuk. The brayta is telling you that whatever the case in the pasuk is, which we just proved, is a bechor tam. This bunch of based on Mishkan. The din is that it's nimkah. Huh? No, says it not. It doesn't bother me. You call that a riot. No, it's okay. It's fine. It's great. Today, so far, so good.
Is Mayim Shalom?
Mayim Shalom. But we'll use it to wash out. So, Nini, Ira, you call that a riot, you call it. Rachel, the Balmum, the Savior of the Time. Maybe the opening of the Pasuk, Lotiv Deh. He's talking about a Balmum. The safe of the pasuk is talking about the time. The month is rog ala mizbeach. Very nice, huh? By the way, the shnidik of diet here. Some of the first have mikra actually. Take a look at the difference. When we wanted to prove initially, we said it's talking about the zman hazeh. It says it's the month is working on Mizbeach. Bizman Hazem, Hikim Mizbeach. There's no Mizbeach, right? Fine. Makes perfectly good sense. Then we make another deal. Okay, so it's talking about now Bizman Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat. And what is it talking about? It's talking about a Balmum. It's talking about a Balmum. It says it's the month is working on Mizbeach. There's Chalbom Taktir. What did Shabbat Chalbom Taktir say? Michozi Lakrova, how can you bring it? It's not Roy Lakrova. You said, well, you could have brought the same thing. There's no Mizbeach. What are you coming on to say? You said there's no Mizbeach, there's a Mizbeach. What's the issue? Why do you have to change it to say, since it's a Balmum, Michozi Lakrova? Why is that the pshat? Ella, you want to be Mataik like this? So Machlok has been showing you what the din is, legabi haktara shalom ala mizbeach. Remember we had in Zvotis, legabi the kiddush of the ritzvah. So according to Rashi, if the mizbeach was nekar, it's not in the mokam ha-mizbeach. The mokam ha-mizbeach is mechuvan b'yeshiv, the Rambam says. Says Rashi, that's only legabi zrikas adam. That's the whole union, adomim, adomim, mizbeach adomim. For haktara is just a din in the bias. So whatever I made kodesh for Haktorah, we said it to me, the whole ritzvah could be kodesh for that matter. So Mumela, you can't say Mika Mizbeach, you don't need a Mizbeach. You can only ask because you like Rava. Hashem came before, we were talking about his Belmon, there you need a Mizbeach. That's the same, Mizbeach is better than Mika.
What
does this
Torah accomplish without
No, of course it would be talking about the Mizbeach. Yeah, for sure. No, we're making two separate answers. In terms of Zrika, in terms of Akhtar, there's no such thing as Akhtar. Fine. Most of the Mishash. Okay, so far, by the way, this is very strange, isn't it? That the guy using the Russian ratio to save in terms of the tough, not in terms of the bright. Very unusual situation here. Most of the Mishash. Kohenes Shinit Arvav, just for you latecomers, I just want to remind you what we're talking about here. We have a machlokas that was triggered by the sugi in our Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we have a machlokas for the Akiva, the Yochanan ben Nuri, as to the status of the ba'alut of a Kohen on a Bechor, the Gabi making a Tzemura. That triggered a discussion of the Mishnah style that we had in Bechor, it's about Bechor, Mokhana Sol, Tam Chai, and Balmum Chai B'Shachut, in which Reb Nachman, you see, we really haven't gotten to the point where we're ready to engage our mission. You can see where we're headed. In which Reb Nachman finds that the whole discussion is not to Bizman Hazeh. But Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, the Kohen doesn't have any rights to a Bechor Tam. It's a carbon like any other carbon. If it's Eimed, not like Rava, Bizman Hazeh, you could say he has rights. That if a Mum falls in it, so then he's a violent. You see, so he gets right now for that. But otherwise, it's hard to say, in a korban, I'm a violent. That was Reb Nachman's time. We have been working on proving him wrong. Yesterday, we brought our first raya from the Mishnah in the Bechoros. He explained that. Today, we just brought another raya from the Brisa that we had before. We also had it in the Bechoros. He now is there for that raya. And he says the pasuk itself is talking about a case where in the ratio where it's a balmum and in the sefer where it's a time, and therefore when it says b'chor me'amar lo tifteh b'nim karu, that pasuk of lo tifteh was referring to a balmum, and that's why it's nim kar. But if it would have been a time, I insist, says Reb Nachman, a time would certainly not be sold by a kohen. He has no rights to it. So now continues the Gemara to ask another question. Over here we had a Kohenet who's in the same hospital room as her Shivcha. This was a very liberal hospital. And they mixed up the babies in the nursery, you know. So the Shaila is now, this is a serious situation over here. One is an Eves to the other one. So what do they do? When they grow up, each one gives the other one a get shechur, so at least they're not never. Each one should be kosher to marry and so on.
Couldn't check the DNA.
But what about truma in between? Should I have a truma? Both of them give me truma because the calling is truma and never the calling is truma. So it's not a problem. They're only chelek echad. But when they're both together, then we give them truma in the Goren when we're Mechalek to the Kohanim, but we won't give one of them unless the other one is there. Because you can't give truma to an Eved unless he's with his master, because otherwise people who see him getting truma will assume he's a Kohen. And therefore, we need both of them together, so everyone will be aware of the fact that there's not so much in here. Can't take for granted he's a Kohen. It's got to be Yichus. Maybe he's an Eved. Now, what about the Behemoth Bechor that they have? Bechoran, Yera'u Achi Yistayvu V'yechlu B'muman. They have a Bechor, so then that Bechor is left to wander around in the while it grazes, and then it gets a mum. Now, what are we talking about? I mean, we're talking about Bizman Hazeh. You know, if there's one out there, well, what do you mean? They're no different than anybody else. Of course the Bechor is left to wander. I mean, our Bechor would also be left to wander. There's one out there. So my shnadi done and my shnadi who? I mean, what's the difference if it would be us and, or them? I mean, they've done nani mum of the Yinan. Our behemoths need a mum. So clearly it's got to be talking about Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, right? Okay, now wait a second over here. If it's Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, then what are you talking about? I thought you said, Reb Nachman, that they don't have any rights to a Bechor if it's a Tam. So what do you mean we should wait until it gets a Mum? Bring the police and have them bring the carbon. It's not theirs. They can't play games. We're going to sit here, I want my Bechor. Maybe it's not your Bechor. Well, then wait till it gets a Mum. What do you mean, then wait? It's not your Bechor. You're like anybody else in the world. So Iyan Bishlami eat the coins of Ibagavayu. So if you, Reb Nachman, are wrong, and in fact the Kohen does have rights to a Bechor, even though it's a Tam, then this makes sense. Because he could say, look, this is my Bechor, and I intend to bring it myself. Okay? So then Shah Eliyah Midlet was Zechir Begavayu. If you're going to tell me that a Kohen, Bizvan Shebet HaMikdash Kayam, as you claim, Reb Nachman, has no rights to a Bechor, then I don't understand. Why did say Gizbar? Why did the Gizbar come with a couple of policemen and then take it away? Bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. What's it? He has no right to keep it. So we see from here that Reb Nachman is wrong. No, says the Gemara. L'yoylam bizman hazeh. I say, Reb Nachman, it is talking about bizman hazeh. And you don't have a problem. You think it's a big problem. What's the difference? Our behemoth also is left to graze. Excuse me. Our behemoth is left to graze. That's all very nice. But who do you have to give it to? You have to give it to the Kohen. He's the one that is going to be zoka in it when it gets this moon. And that's where it will be grazing. So the kakash from actually, I'm actually doing, Ananya, being another Kohen, the moon, for heaven's sakes. The difference is obvious. We give it to a Kohen. And he then is going to be able to eat the moon. Over here, what it's saying is that each one of them keeps his own Bechor. Even though everybody says, hey, buddy, how do you know you're a Kohen? What do you mean you keep the Bechor? Well, I mean, it's got to move anyway. Even if I'm not a Kohen, I'm allowed to eat a Bechor, aren't I? So prove that I'm not a Kohen, and I'll be happy to give this Bechor to a Kohen. But I'm not going to make a barrel of a riot. Yes. Sure. Yeah, even an Akum, remember, when a Machok, you can even give to a Goy. But Iku, even Iku will mix us thing. Over, by then, since you have over here a Shailav Kuhuna, so Mirkalela Karanim, so then how can you now take it out? You're giving it to the Karanim. Or Lishnachrina, same thing. Bizman Azeh, if it's Bizman Azeh, my Ayah Bechor is Alin Sveikas. If it's Bizman Azeh, why do we make a special case for these two children who are Slavic? I feel that you don't Nami Hero, even if you're a regular person, your Bechor has to be Raya till it gets the moon. El Apshita Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam. And if it's talking about a Baal Moon, what do you mean? How could it be talking about a Baal Moon? It says, wait until it gets a moon. If you're talking about a Baal Moon, they already have a moon. Elochit of the Tamim, so clearly it's talking about a Tam. And therefore, we make the same gift we did before. And says the Gemara, Le'ayla on this manazeh. My kashalacha, what is the same thing? It's different lashon, Yerushalmi lashon. My kashalacha, what was your problem? That I feel it be done, nami erau. That even if it's our own Bechor, it would also need to get a moon. You're right, but anam lo matina matra sore lakoi. So lo iskan safek kahuna. We wouldn't be able to be Derech HaKohen who insists on taking this Bechor because we don't have a Safek Kohuna involved. But Hadei Sveikas, these two children, they can be Matzal HaKohen, they can push off the Kohen because Kol Chad V'Chad, each one of them, Omar Leil HaKohen, can say to the Kohen, quote, Ana Kohen. But the other guy says, no, Ana Kohen. But whatever it is, each one he goes to claims, who are you? I'm the Kohen anyway. So Mamela. That's the only difference, but you made a mistake in assuming that there was significance in the Yerayel Ashi Yisrael. It's just telling over what the thing is. Okay, so yet a third question. We have no problem in Reb Nachman. Let's see now from the following. Mesa. Rabbi Shimon Omer Behem Ta. So now, it says by Nirani Dachas, the Et Behem Ta. So what are you supposed to do? Behemtala Kikara. Take all the shlala here, you burn the shlala here. The behemah of the year is put to death. Now, daka behemta, but not a behemah bechor umaisa shabbat. And then it says that kol shlala, only it's shalal, but not if there's money there that's maisa sheni. Now, let's think about that behemah bechor, okay? B'mayaskina. We've got an ear on idachas. There's a behemoth Bechor in it. When did this take place? Bizman Hazeh, or where did the Beis HaMikdash? Wait, even if Bizman Hazeh, last I heard, you can't make a Nirani Dachas Bizman Hazeh, ותנן הנה תנירה נדעה כתוב בביתים של 71 ביתים של 71 עשרים לשכת הגזית לא בית המקדש לא סנהדרין של 71 המקדש המקדש so it can't be talking about this one of them, okay? Now, this behemoth, is it a tongue or is it a balmum? And so if it's in it of a balmum is banta. I mean, a balmum is, you're allowed to eat it, it's yours, and so on. Elachit of a tongue, so it's got to be talking about a bechor tongue. Now, if you taina vishlema itle tachia begavei, if you taina not like Rav Nachman, namely, you're going to insist that a Kohen does have rights to the sale of a Bechor Tam. I understand, therefore, why I would need to have a Pusik to tell me, even though the Kohen has rights, nonetheless, it's not completely Ben Tam. After all, it has Kedusha in it. So then, Shaper, it works out. But if you're tiny like a Nachman, if you hold that a Kohen has no rights to this Bechor, but why do we need a new Pusik? We already have a Diyuk from Shlala. Shlala means it's Shalal v'lo Shalal Shamayim. If this doesn't belong to the Kohen at all, this is Shalal Shamayim, why would I need a separate Pusik to tell me Bechor by a Bechor? So clearly, it's not Shalal Shamayim because the Kohen does own it. About became it's not considered to be. I mean, he is completely so it's not Bam Tam.
So we save it.
We save it. I mean, either way we would save it. But why do we need a new pasuk to save it? It's clearly save it. According to a Nachman, it doesn't belong to the Kohen. Why wouldn't we save it?
So does
Shemayim. But then it should be excluded from Shlalav or Shlal Shemayim. Not Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. That was the first step. We proved that it was Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. Answers the Gemara, excuse me. It's talking about a Balmum. She said a Balmum. Then the Balmum is Bamta. How can you exclude it from Bamta? Balmum is a normal piece of meat? No. Kashba, I know Bamta. Bamta is the Pshat. Nishiner Chal B'Torat Bamta. You have to be able to eat this meat the way you eat a normal piece of meat. Treat it like a normal piece of meat, but Bechor and Meiser are not Bechor Bamta. Why? Titnan, as we know well, Kol Psulei HaMukdashim Nimkarim B'Nitlis V'Nishkolim B'Litra Chutz Me'a Bechorim Min HaMaaser Shemaat El'Babim. So we do not allow the bizui of kachim of Bechira in a butcher shop or to be weighed on the scale, which means that we're not treating this like it's my piece of meat. We're treating this with special covet. And therefore, even though it's not owned by Hekdesh, so you can't exclude it from Shalal, and even though it is owned by Nisi, you think you can't exclude it from Bamta, but the point of Bamta is to treat it like Bamta, and this isn't treated like Bamta, and therefore it too is nitzo and not destroyed in an Irani Dachat.
That is the case in
Hals
of
Kavanas,
or
if there was a spectrum. We're going to compare them soon. Next question. Okay, so we were dealt with this question also. Next question on the Nachman, Mesa. Umala mal b'Hashem v'rabot kachim kalim she'en babam ba'alim. You know the Torah tells us if somebody swears falsely that he doesn't owe money to another person, then we have all of our dinim of Hilchos Tshuva, the din of Bidui comes from there. And there's an additional the Korban Oshem, the Tashlumin, of a Chomesh, and so on, right? Why does it say over here umal mal b'Hashem? I mean, he didn't steal from Hashem, he stole from his friends. The reason it says Umal Amal Hashem is the rabbi's kachim kalim. Shehein Momen Baal and Divi Rav Yosi Aglilu. Rav Yosi Aglilu's famous shita, kachim kalim is considered to be Momon Baalim, and therefore, if you make a shvur on Tfiras Momen, even on kachim kalim, it's also going to be Messiah of you, a card. Ben Azi Omer, Benazai says this means Shalami, Rabbi Shalami, but Meiser not, because Meiser is not considered to be yours because you're not allowed to sell Meiser. What are you going to do with it? Bechor, okay, but Meiser you can't even sell, right? Abba Yossi ben Jesoi on that. Lo'ona ben Azai el bechor bilvad. Ben Azai was referring to a case where Kohen's bechor was, let's say, in somebody else's rishos. Kohen gave a person a bechor to watch. The guy then comes back and says, what bechor? I don't know what you're talking about. Never was such a bechor. And he swears that he never got that bechor to watch. Clear us, woman. On the bechor, have a Kohen. So comes along now the Ben Azai to say that in such a case, it's a unique halacha, and it's considered to be his own. Mashenken Shlomim is not considered to be the Kohen's, because Shlomim, you need to have all of the Aveda done on it, so you need the smicha, to know what's called the Rishok, and then you have Kohen Simuim, and then it becomes that he's given a portion in it. The same thing, you can't consider Meiser to be his because, as we said before, you can't sell it. Fine. So now, explain to me the my Askina. We're talking about over here a case in which we're putting together Shlomim, Bechor, and Meiser, discussing the various relationships of the halachos b'neihem between Rabbi Yitzchak Lili and Ben Azai, and which part of it was Ben Azai referring to when in it was referred only to the Bechor in the above list. Now wait a second over here. If there is an above list, then obviously we're talking about this Bezman Beis HaMikdash, but again, Shlomim Bezman Azim, and where's the Shlomim Bezman Azim? So even my asking, I'm asking you now, let's first discover, what are we talking about? I mean, Bezman Azim, I mean, the Shlomim Katani. How's it with Shai to talk about a Bechor? It's talking about Shlomim, it says. Now, the truth is that obviously it's talking about Bezman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam. Because otherwise, what are we discussing? The din of Kfirat's mom and the Chiyav of an Arsh and so on. I mean, it's got to be talking about that. And Tosis is bothered by this. Why is he going to have to prove it for the fact that it's in context of Shlomi? Say that it's in context of the Chiyav of Arsh in Kfirat's Apikodin. So Tosis is Enochinami. We could have proven it from there. But since we're going to need to come on, as we'll see in a moment, to this idea of the context of Shlomim, we just start with that to make it very clear. Look, it's all been spoken about in the context of Shlomim. Therefore, it's Bezman Shabbat HaMikdash, okay? And next question is, fine, we've established Bezman Shabbat HaMikdash, and now I'd like to establish, we're talking about a Balmum, we're talking about a Tam. So you have a Balmum, and then a Balmum. Again, is it in the context of Shlomim? There's no such thing as a Shlomim Balmum that belongs to the Kohen. You know, Shlomi Balmum that belongs to a Kohen. The part that belongs to the Kohen is the meat after we remark of the Shlomi. Elalav the Tam. So we're talking about over here the Tam. Yeah? Shmami, no? Yisrael Kohen Zechiyah Begadim. So obviously, you, Reb Nachman, are wrong. Because it says over here that if I swear to a Kohen about his Bechor Tam, Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam, it's as if I swore L'Rei Eiv. And it's not that it belongs to the Shammai. No. So well, how are you going to get away with this one? Oh, my Abaye. Says Abaye, what's the problem? Of course it's Bitan. And of course it's Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam. You know what? This Bechor is located as which was. So since this Bechor is located in Chutz Laaretz, now you'll say, what's the Chiddush? I mean, a Bechor in Chutz Laaretz obviously is like Bezman Azeh. Ah, the Chiddush is that it's going like with Shimon. Rav Shimon argues with Rabbi Akiva, and he says, L'maita, if somebody would bring a Bechor from Chutz Laaretz to the Beit HaMikdash, we would accept. So you might think, since that's the case, so maybe it's like a Bechor Bezman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam in Eretz Yisrael, essentially. And it's Amed Lak Rabba, because you can be mocked with it. Kavash Malan, it's the same thing as the Zvan Azai, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, until you bring it to the basic thing.
So the only reason he has the Zechiyah is because it's the Chutz Laaretz.
But if it would be in Eretz Yisrael, of course you would have no tzviyot as Reb Nachman. What kind of tzviyot has to be brought to the korban? Again, is Reb Nachman the fifth time insisting that no matter what the situation is, whether it's lagabi shvua, whether it's lagabi maskira, there's no zakus for kohen in that before if it's a tam, the zman shebet hamikdash kayam. If it's a zman hazeh. Or if it's a kutzlar, okay, fine. So it's going like Rabbi Shimon, meaning the chiddush is that we believe Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, it's going like Rabbi Akiva too. Even more, I mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, the B'chol won't even accept it if he brings it there to Israel. Rabbi Akiva says, we won't take it from you even if you bring it. And Rabbi Shimon says, if he brings it, then we'll accept it. Get some worms and just give it to the Kohen. Remember, it's the B'chayyot.
We don't do that because
we're afraid someone will be nifshal, so we try to re-involve the goy in it. But that was the whole shiloh, whether involving the goy. Remember, involving the goy is a lechatchila, we should try to make a mum in it while it's still in the womb, while it's being born. Fine. So it's going according to Rabbi Shimon, who said, Imbo, Tzminim Yikarebu, if somebody presents a Bechor Tamir to Beis HaMikdash, from Chutzlar, it's fine, we'll bring it. And certainly it's going only with Rabbi Akiva, but that would be no Kiddush, it would be ridiculous to say it. I mean, then of course, it's Zman HaZeh, what do I need? There's nothing to discuss. I mean, it's Kibbe Zman HaZeh, there's nothing to discuss. Omala Rabbi Yochanan ben Meisa. Finally, we get to the reason for opening this whole subject here, which is our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said to Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, what are you talking about comparing a Bechor to a Chatas and an Arshom? I mean, Mali Neno Meinir Bechatas V'Arshom Sharein Zochim Ben Bechayeyim. Obviously a Kohen cannot make a Tzmura of a Chatas and an Arshom that's presented to him. He has no schus of it at all. But a Bechor, Tomar B'Bechor, Shezokin B'Chayat, man, if I ever heard something that says the exact opposite of you, Rav Nachman, it's this Mishnah. It's just there, it's a theory. A Kohen is Zokin B'Bechor B'Chayat. Now, what are we talking about? Zokin B'Bechor B'Chayat, like with a Balmum. The Mayaskina. Even with the Balmum, well, I understand. We're talking about Rabbi Akiva comparing it to a Chatas V'Arshim. Hey, you're telling me that it would be a Baal Mum. Where would it go and get a Baal Mum? I mean, the Baal Mum wouldn't be bringing on the Mizbeach at all. Rich, can you make a Tumura on a Bechor Baal Mum? Or does it have to be a Tom?
Make Tumura on a Baal Mum.
But if it's a Baal Mum, isn't it just regular Mum out of a coin? What's going to make a Tzmura on?
I'll be back. You'll have your shot. That's better.
No. I'm looking for a diet. I'm looking for a diet from what we just learned. Rabbi said, if you can't make a Tzmura on a Bechor Baal Mum, then the Mishnah should have said, Elaine of the Balmum, I can't make it to burn a Balmum. Instead it says, Elaine of the Balmum, how would it be by Katas Varsha? So you see clearly, you can make it to burn a Bechor Balmum. Even though a Bechor Balmum is the equivalent of Psilon of Darshan after you were paid in
already. What do you gain from doing that?
Man, if you were being chased by aliens who were going to pick you apart at night unless you did it, you do it too. So now, okay, so we have a diak over here that Tunia that got this varsha, and that's the only way we know that we can't be talking about a bomb. Elalav b'tam, so it's got to be talking about a b'chor tam, and nonetheless, the Yochanan of Anuri insists the Zokim b'chayav, and it's not that Rabbi Akiva argues on that, but Rabbi Akiva agrees that Zokim b'chayav, he's just saying, so what if it's Zokim? It has to be similar to the case where you're makdish. No, be in accordance with the makdish. Fine. That seems hopeless. Says Rabbi, it's not hopeless. They're talking about a performing quitzlars, of course. So Omer Ravina, Anami Bibakar Bak Quitzlaret, and the Kiddush would be Ali Bidravishin, eh? The Omar Im Bo Tanimi Mikarebu. Okay, so they're discussing it in that context.
That's where we put in the mission.
And that's where we put in the mission. Lema Kitama.
Unusual. I mean, Mishnah should
have mentioned. No, it's not, because it's unimportant. What's important to us is that the zechiya of a kohen and a bechor, however it would happen, is not a zechiya that would enable him to do a libra of Akiva, would enable him to do a tzmur. That's the tremendous chiddush. How he got a zechiya and a bechor is not what the Mishnah is coming to discuss. Use your own brains to figure it out. So if you don't agree with Rav Nachman, you could say he always has a zechiya and a bechor. If you hold Rav Nachman, it's talking about in a case where he has a zechiya and a bechor. Where's the case? The case is that it was the Kutzlars. Hmm. I'm trying to bring out a din over here, not the question of how he got there. So let me get on those. Let's say that the question of the Nachman, meaning not in Kutzlars, but it's Bizman, that Beit HaMikdash Kayam in Eretz Yisrael, that that itself is a Machlokas. Does the Kohen have right of Baaluk? Oh, what a target. I can't believe you took that away. It's beautiful. It's waiting there. I mean, it's almost as if it's painted.
I grew up a little bit in Texas, so we
only if you got your laser pointer in there instead.
No, that's what he meant. There we go. We want to hear the difference between Eretz Yisrael and normal, as we say, Medinot Metukanot, or you may say Medinot Metukanot. The little man with his son, Ari, Mitzvah Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah, he's in South Africa, he's in a car with his wife, two Shabbos come over to him. Yelling and they want money. It's the Mitzvah Shabbos. Just take the car. No, we don't want the car. We want cash. I don't have any cash. The guy picks up his wife. He starts walking off with his wife. And he's armed. The other guy, one guy is armed. The other guy walks off with his wife. He takes out a gun. Armed.
Really?
Had a gun with him. Puts a bullet in the chamber. One guy hears. The guy that was carrying off his wife hears. Here's the bullet, drops his wife, runs off to the other guy, and he says to them, I just run and get out of here. The guy with the gun turns around. He shoots him three times. Ari shoots the guy. The other guy runs away. And the cops come. The guy's dying. They refuse to call an ambulance. What do we need to give him medical treatment? What will you do? 45 minutes, they wait there till he dies. And then they tell him, thank you very much. They tell him, thank you very much. No problem. No investigation. No nothing. Case closed.
And the gun was there, right? The guy's gun was...
Yes.
Yeah. It's not that with the camera.
Right.
Oh boy.
I just wanted to see if you need a new target for the
AF. The other guy knows that the wife had a bit of property in Jewish law.
Wife doesn't have a bit of property.
And then she'll be a bit of a younger.
Okay, anyway, now that everybody's up and excited.
My son, he's never interfered in any.
That's the Gemara American.
He's never interfered in any. Any quarrels between them. Kill yourselves and take a nap in
That's the Gorn Harrison about going back to the hotel that used to stay at. You know, all right, he throws your wife out of the window, but I mean, they didn't throw you out of the window. Okay, this is the Gemara. So, Lema Ketanoi, Lechera, this question of Rav Nachman is itself a Machlokas Tanoi. Where? It says like the Chor Beit HaBa'alim Osim Tmura, the Beit HaKohenin Osim Tmura. Fine. Rav Shimon ben Elazar argues. What does he argue? He says, no. Kibbutz Shaboli de Koyin ain't nice in Tamura. What? Same thing, anatomic armor. That's what we said. The Bialim is nice in Tamura, but once it comes to Koyin, ain't nice in Tamura. No. So my love, all he's talking about, what he must have been saying is that when it comes to the Beit HaKohen, the Kohen is Osa Tamura, and the Bialim is not Osa Tamura. So if according to him, what he's saying is that Alma eat Leila Kohen, the Chia Begabayim. No, it's a Gemara. Oh, I'll be open the New York Rebbe Akiva. This may be exactly the Machlokes in the Mishnah, whether a Kohen can be Meimir. And we already said that case is talking about before and Chutzlaris. This is not an additional Machlokes. Okay, so we don't have a Rhyme. All Rav Chista, but Rav Chista says you should know that when we're getting back now to our Mishnah, we said you're allowed to our opening Mishnah, that you're allowed to sell a tam as long as it's high. But you should know that that's not the Kohen Makohen. But a Kohen cannot sell to a Yisroel. Why not? What's wrong with selling to a Yisroel? My time. Because we're worried, Vilma Ozzy Yisroel, Vishade Beimuna, because we're worried the Yisroel will put a mum in this Bechor. Umam Pelechokha, he'll bring it now to a Chokham to be matched to Bechor, and he'll tell the Chokham, Bechor zeh natan li kohen b'mumo, this Bechor was given to me by a kohen, but if a kohen gives it to a kohen, sells it to a kohen, that can't happen. Because remember that we will not accept a mum in a Bechor from a kohen, because we don't trust kohanim. So he'll have to bring proof that this mum fell in this Bechor without his intervention.
You mean the kohen will live to Yisrael?
No.
Am I getting confused?
They're
the first one.
Yeah. So if the coin sells it to a coin we don't trust,
and if the coin does sell it to Israel,
we do trust them? No. We don't trust coins ever.
Of course.
Yeah.
So now, says the Gemara. All the coins in here,
get out! Me, sorry, Chacham Hachi, would a Chacham allow this Yisrael on such a mum? We never do that. Because how do we know that it's true that a Kohen gave him the Bechor? Mm-hmm. I mean, every Yisrael will get the Bechor. They come along and say, oh, well, this Bechor, I mean, it wasn't that it was born in my flock. I mean, a certain Kohen gave it to me. The din is that we say, very nice, bring this certain Kohen and let him tell us that he gave it to you. So in which case, there wouldn't be such a problem anyway. Ba'amar Rav, or Amar Yehuda, Ein Rayin Bechor Yisrael, Ela Im Kein Kohen, Ima, the Kohen that supposedly gave him the Bechor, has to be there and testify that I gave him the Bechor. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Yehoshua, I'll tell you. Ha'ina Taimad Yisrael Oser, Mipnei Shenireh Kikohen HaMisayeah, B'Beit HaGranot. The reason that you can't buy you cannot sell to Yisroel. I mean, the Bechor cannot, the Yisroel should not buy a Bechor Tam, is because we are afraid that it looks bad. Because it's always in the Kohen's interest to make a deal. You want to buy a Bechor? You're going to have lots of Bechors in your own flock, aren't you? I'll give you a good deal on the Bechor. Really cheap. Right? So since the Bechor could have been made cheaper, and remember that we have the whole sugya that there is an advantage over here in the Kohen it's called Kohen HaGranot, any type of advantage that accrues to the Kohen through what appears to be some act of giving a hand is a Bizoyim Lekotchev that's called Chilul Brit HaLevi. So over here, we don't allow it because we're afraid that since now it's going to be sold for cheap, for sure it's going to be sold for cheap, no matter who you sell, so you have to sell it cheap because I'm not going to do it. But it's a real hassle for Bukhar.
It's a limited market.
Yeah, no, it's not a limited market. Anybody's allowed, but the thing is that I'm going to have to wait until it gets a moon, and then I'm not allowed to sell it. Yeah, that's what I'm here. So Mamela, it looks bad. Now Marzutra came to Ravashi's house and he told him, Lito Mar Mini. eat something. Now, the story continues in the sheet that there's a little piece missing over here. He says to him, listen, now, how about having some steak? And he says, I feel so schwab for my trip. Oh, he says to him, I've got bechor meat, which is very, very healthy. It's firstborn meat, young calf over here. Excellent, excellent veal. Why don't you have a piece? Mishum de buchro, so it's near veal, it'll make you feel better. He says, bechor? How do you have a bechor? I mean, you're not a kohen. Minalapu. Amrleiter zaman lakoni kohen. Such a kohen sold me his bechor. Who? What do you mean? You're not allowed to eat that. Lo svir lo kohadi amrvunim reider of Yeshua. Viv nation here at the kohen and say, yeah, bet I go, no, you weren't allowed to buy it. Because it looks like you're helping him. You don't hold it, that's awesome. Everybody loves you. No, I don't hold it, it's awesome. I don't agree with it. Because I paid good money for it. Anan Nizman Kazav Nina. So if you pay good money, why would somebody think that he did you a favor?
Why does it look like Kohen Mishayev Mishayev?
Because you have to buy it cheap. Right? So, anyway.
Okay.
So if people think that he made it cheaper for you, then the understanding is that it's an investment in his plan.
Yeah, because when you have one,
you'll make sure I get the bechor, right?
It's a bizarre, not because it's...
And that's a bizarre.
Not because it's like you've monsooned...
No. Oh, my, the rubel is still fine. And the Mishnah, I mean, I tell me, so high of the sapel be bechor. The dark is 30 yon. The gaza 50 yon. The Mamarlot's nearly betel zmano, if a Kohen will ask for the Bechor early, you can't give it to him early. You have to keep it in your house and take all the trouble of raising it till it's old enough. And even if the Kohen wants it, and Rav Sheshit explains, Matam, why does the Mishnah say this? The Mishnah here at the Kohen will say, yeah, the Beit HaGranot. Because if you give it to him, and somebody will say, no, wait a second. Of course he gave it to him, because he was willing to save him 30 days of tirka, 50 days of tirka. So obviously it's worth it for me not to have to raise it myself and then wonder who to give it to. I'll give it to you, fine. Take it off my hands, basically. So therefore you can't do it. And isn't this the same thing? Oh, am I like, no. Of course it's not the same thing. Over there it's obvious that you're doing him a favor by taking it off his hands, but over here I'm paying money. Mizman Kazam Nina, I'm paying money for it. So what's obvious about what I did over here? Or Loshan Acher, Amalot, Hokaloya Dummy. Hokaloya Dummy, over there you weren't giving any money. Over here I'm giving money. So my Amr, what are you going to say? That Moizil Kayan Dabe, that the Kohen will make it cheaper. Why will he make it cheaper? The Sova Kohen. Because the Kohen will think to himself, because this guy, when he gets another Bechor, you know what? I'll lose $50 now. And maybe in the course of next year, maybe I'll get a few $100 worth of Bechoras. So it's worth the investment. Look, excuse me. That's not human psychology. Human psychology is the Mazikai Taite Butsina Tav Mikara. A squash now is better than a pumpkin in the bush. So in other words, you're right, I might be able to get something bigger later, but I'd rather have something smaller now. And therefore I hope that nobody is gonna be chayshish that he made me a special deal. They saw me pay money for it. What's the possible chash over here? None whatsoever.
Who would rather have the Bukhar now?
Cohen would rather get full price for what he can get for Bukhar now than to make me a reduction in order maybe I'll give him a Bukhar later. No, maybe. These maybes I know already.
And why is Yisrael buying it? On the chance that maybe hopefully it'll get a move?
Yes.
And then I'll have to take the go and I sold it to him, to the Chacham, so they
what
show them over, right?
This was a Bukhar for the Kohen flock, and it was given to him from Israel.
What?
So did he eat or not?
Why can the coin flush? Right, it wasn't really a shiloh on eating. He was just upset, how did he get this?
Well, why can the coin flush? Why
couldn't
he
get either way.
Call that he got from somebody else.
Either way.
I can spot his flock because
they
have a flock of products.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I mean, you're talking about it as if it's not such an important question. It is an important question. Actually, the Medayik from our Sugya, why doesn't the Gemara answer simply that there's two different cases? There's a case of a Bechor that's very large, the base Kayeh. That would have been the simplest answer, and all over Ramach would say, I only said, the less we see a if it isn't born in his house, it's born in his house, it's a Bechor. So what's the problem? Since the Gemara doesn't make that distinction, you see that even a Bechor that's nailed by a Kayeh is no different than a Bechor that's given to him. It's not even an issue. And that is a very important deal. Not very much. We involve a glory on some level, like showing the ear or something.
Why are there two envelopes on the table?
One is seduction and one is rent.
Oh, he passes. One is seduction and one is rent. This is like
the red one,
this is like inheritance. The guy is driving around with 15 dogs in his car, and he has a pet that's gotten married. And he's screaming at people, why would anybody have a dog? And it's, you don't even know. Yes, that's what it's for. Anything else?
Why would anyone have a dog?
Huh? He has a mitzvah there, where he has somebody who he never could get to pay his bills. So he decided what he would do is he would ask the guy in, stop at a time, the day, the month when all the farmers come in to pay their bill. That way, maybe he'd get the idea he should pay the bill. Yeah, so he's sitting there, this one is complaining it's too high, and he's going, what kind of guy is this? It's too high. The whole time he's making faces and walking his hands. Then it's time for him to pay the bill, and he wins. He doesn't pay the bill. It's not going to help you to ask the question. That's not for sure.
No.
Okay. Oriel is in the air.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? There's no airport to land in.
This morning.
She made it?
I don't know. Everything is on strike.
Everything is on strike.
Well, go back to the place and
we
got a few days.
He's
still wearing his black clothes.
I don't know how he's traveling. He may have ducked into a
phone booth.
Is Superman allowed to land on
this? I have a story related to this about Opar. In America, you take Opar, the first words they teach are like, Bagad, Shikam, or Bakashav. We remember you here. Then when I got here, I was in much of Russian. What are the words they say? Mitlonen, Shvita, the person.